And welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. My name is Brandon Peoples, and today we are joined here in studio by National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility Director of Partnership Development, Marty Vanier, on for her monthly appearance. Appreciate you being here today, Marty.
Thanks, Brandon.
So we're going to get to a lot here this morning regarding the NBAF facility and the construction going on out there. But also, before we get going, you recently gave a pretty generous donation to the Flint Hills Discovery Center here this week, and I'd like to just kind of get your thoughts on that. I know there was a new projector that was purchased with that money.
Yes. Several years ago, after the Discovery Center opened, my late husband and I did a gift for the theater. So those of you who have been to the Discovery Center and have seen the film Tides of Time, that was something that really touched both of us. So we wanted to support that effort in the Discovery Center. And given that technology changes really, really quickly, it's gotten to the point now where the theater wanted to be able to upgrade some of their equipment and be able to show other films and films that were in different formats. And so they gave me the opportunity to support that, and I was happy to do that.
Well, I know we've gotten a lot of reaction here on our social media, a lot of people thanking you for that donation, and yeah, hot mic there. Obviously that's going to help them for several years to come here, so appreciate that. Sorry to put you on the spot with that.
Thanks, Brandon. That's okay.
Continuing on here, though, let's get to it with the NBAF facility here. We see the construction progressing over there. What's the latest update this month?
Well, at this point, the building's being enclosed. It'll be weather-tight here shortly, and so the central utility plant will have to start up because they will start conditioning the air on the inside of the building. Most of the activity now, other than seeing the guys outside who are putting in windows and are putting up siding, most of the activity is inside the building, so you're not going to see that. But we've been in several times because we've had some dignitaries come through and have taken them through the building, and it's an incredible beehive of activity with wastewater treatment tanks have been put in. And so in areas now where they were big enough and open enough you could play a football game in, now are so crammed full of equipment that you can barely move. So in some respects it becomes problematic to just walk through because there is just so much stuff now that's going into the building and being hooked up that it changes tour routes. I'm so glad that when I go through, I've got somebody from the construction crew with me, because if you blindfolded me and dropped me in the building, I'm not sure I'd be able to find my way out at this point.
Oh, wow. Well, has there been, I know we've had some snow here, has that delayed any of the construction here this season so far?
Not appreciably, no. And I can say that the construction manager, when they plan their construction schedule, they plan in a certain percentage of weather days. So the schedule allows for you know, a day off now and then because of weather. But the snows that we've had so far, because we were so far along in construction and so much of the work is inside, the weather hasn't really caused a problem.
All right. Well, that's good news that most of it's going on inside here. Now, while that's happening here, is there research going on in the building at the same time, or is that is it all pretty much just construction at this point?
It's all still construction. We don't have any research yet. But on the research side, we've got the two entities at USDA, the Agricultural Research Service, ARS, and the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, are working together to design their programs that will go on inside the building, and they are working with a planning contractor that DHS had hired, and so they're starting to work through those programs and design those programs and think about laboratory spaces and think about how operations in the laboratory are going to work now that you're going to have two different entities together in the same building, essentially using many of the same services. Many of those services are going to be joint services, and so they've got to work out, you know, who does what to whom when. So that activity is going on, and is more and more and more people are now becoming involved in that process, because we're later and later and later in construction and closer and closer and closer to being able to move into the building. And it's an incredible amount of activity. There's probably at least a meeting and or a conference call every single day on some aspect of this going on, and then the group often comes out here to meet on the site jointly, and that will be coming up next week. So incredible amount of activity, incredible number of people are getting involved and working through an incredible number of decisions that have to be made.
And I know there have been several dignitaries have come out and toured the facility here. That continues on, as I understand, this month as well?
Well, yes. We had last month, right before Thanksgiving, we had Undersecretary Ibach from USDA, and he's the Undersecretary for APHIS. And so just to make the distinction, APHIS is the group of people who do all of the diagnostics, the laboratory testing. So whenever there's a potential for an outbreak and a sample comes in to be tested, that's the group that does the testing, because they are the group that is responsible for watching out for and helping to assist in controlling significant disease outbreaks. So he was out and had some visitors with him from the animal pharmaceutical and biologics industry, because he was wanting to talk with them about how APHIS might be able to partner with some of these folks on diagnostic testing, and wanted them to see the facility. And of course, they're interested too in seeing how they might be able to collaborate with the Department of Agriculture, either on diagnostic testing or diagnostic development, or even with ARS on the research side for vaccines or pharmaceuticals that could be used to treat these diseases.
Wow, so a lot of important work then. I know of Greg Ibach. He's from Nebraska, and I lived up. We were talking ahead. I used to call basketball games for his girl up in central Nebraska. Small world, by the way. But he, I know they do a lot of research on. There's a meat animal research facility. I think I drove past here when I was going to Thanksgiving up in central Nebraska. Here, a lot of the similar activity is going to be taking place, I imagine, at NBAF as to what's going on up there.
Well, that Meat Animal Research Center in Nebraska is, I think, tends to focus more on production research attributes. In other words, nutrition of animals, how a lot of genetics, I think they do a lot of genetic work to look at growth and meat quality, those sorts of things. That's a bit of a different research focus than what we're going to have at NBAF. NBAF is focusing basically on what we would call foreign animal diseases. And so these are diseases of international significance. Now, in the U.S., we call them foreign animal diseases because they are just that. We don't have them here in this country. We've been very good at keeping them out of this country, but we know they exist other places, and they're really devastating to the livestock industry around the world. So given that, in effect, the planet is shrinking, and people and goods and animal products and animals themselves are moving around the world far faster than they used to, it actually means that we have to increase our vigilance in looking out for these diseases to prevent them from coming here, but knowing that Mother Nature is really good at spreading things around, we also need to be doing research to try to prevent these diseases through vaccines or be able to treat them through pharmaceuticals or other sorts of biologic products, so that if they come here, we have a way of controlling the infection, and better yet, if we can create those vaccines or treatments, we can send those out to the countries where the disease already exists to help those folks treat and control the disease, and then that creates an even larger buffer for us here in the United States. So it sort of extends our, I'm going to go all military here on you, it extends our defensive posture out around the world. So it's a very different kind of research that will be happening in NBAF.
Okay. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more from Marty Vanier here, NBAF Director of Partnership Development, when we return on News Radio KMAN.